This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Whatever that you want to do here on Free Talk Live. You can talk about anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE on this live Saturday edition. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can just hop into one of those, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us if you do that. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, you are just back in from going to Cuba.
That is accurate.
And I suspect most of the people in our audience, certainly me, I have never been to Cuba up until just a few years ago. It was a crime, basically, to try to go to Cuba from the United States.
Certainly darn difficult.
They wouldn't let you do it, but you went there, and this was one of the few things that Barack Obama actually did right, was toward the end of his presidency, he loosened the rules on Cuba, meaning that people could travel there and businesses could do business there, as I understand it, where they previously could not. There used to be a total embargo on visiting Cuba.
Yeah, it's even more than an embargo. It's really a blockade.
Like a prohibition.
Yeah.
Prohibition.
The United States will pressure other countries to not do business with Cuba, too. So you're not really talking about it. It's something more than an embargo.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, that's basically it. My takeaways are...
you were there for a week?
Yeah, I was there for a week.
Socialism, the family.
Socialism does not work. It doesn't work in Cuba. It doesn't work in Venezuela. It doesn't work anywhere. I know you might be thinking of Denmark or Sweden. That's not socialism. Those are social welfare programs, you know, that a capitalist society has. And Cuba is moving towards that. I would say that the Cuban people seemed a lot more entrepreneurial and free market than most Americans I've met that are out there begging the government to take over this industry or that industry. The Cubans know that the government is, you know, Byzantine and difficult to deal with. They know.
And you picked up on this just, you know, from conversations.
Sure, talked with lots of people.
Shops and that sort of thing.
Yep. Hung out with one guy who had moved from the Netherlands to Cuba, and he had to redo his building that he purchased. And, you know,
they let him buy a building in Cuba, so it's not all government property.
I don't know exactly how building ownership works, mm-hmm. but yes, you can buy and sell property there.
I wonder if that's newer. That change.
I think that you will have a place to live, but I saw people living in bombed out buildings. Mm-hmm. I mean, some really rough looking stuff.
Yeah.
And plenty of buildings just collapsing next to buildings that the people are living in, and you know, that kind of thing. So, government doesn't work in Cuba, and it doesn't work in America.
Well, so, we reported over the years that there have been some economic reforms in Cuba since
the death. Hold.
Since the death of Fidel, or the, you know, the sickness and then subsequent death of Fidel Castro.
Yeah, I was told by one Cuban that basically you get paid about the equivalent of $40 a month from your government job, mm-hmm. but most Cubans are working, if they're working a government job, they're working a private industry job too in some way to sort of make things meet. And they can make in an afternoon what they would make in a month working for the government.
According to Reuters.com story about Cuba from last year, about some of the changes that have been made since Fidel Castro was on the outs, late former President Fidel Castro termed these changes concessions to the enemy, while his brother, Raul Castro, who took over in Fidel's stead.
Yes, but he's not there now.
They put a governor in or something, right?
Yeah, something else, yeah.
has cast.
They're having elections, so I don't know what those elections entail. I don't know how free and open those elections are. I couldn't say anything, but there's another guy, and more reforms are on the way, and people can they can get internet now. So
barely, right?
That's pretty nice.
You said it was pretty miserable.
You have to go to a Wi-Fi hotspot, and then you can log on with like a card and some codes.
Who's running the Wi-Fi? Is it government?
My guess is that that's a government phone company, probably, or at least a company working with the government.
Former President Fidel Castro again termed these changes concessions to the enemy, but Raul, his brother, cast them in a more positive light and said they're an indispensable part of Cuba's future. The ruling Communist Party says the process has been harder than expected, and most of the reforms, which were first adopted at a party congress in 2011, then ratified 5 years later, are still a work in progress. Some of these changes are underway. For example, the development of a private sector have been subject to constant tinkering and increasing complaints about both growing social inequality and tighter regulation. Some of the highlights include that in agriculture, the government began leasing fallow state-owned land to prospective farmers in 2008. Since then, the length, size, and terms of leases have improved, although farmers must agree to cultivate certain crops or raise livestock for sale to the state. So it's not free market in farming, but they're actually allowing people to buy some land at this point, or I guess leasing. Currently, 151,000 people hold leases covering 1.2 million hectares or 3 million acres of land. Sweeping agricultural reform began in 2010, including loosening restrictions and regulations on farmers to favor market forces and prices. The market reforms were reversed and the state-dominated system restored in 2015 on grounds that speculation was inflating prices.
Mm.
Regulations around small business.
Yeah, that's one of the difficulties. I remember the old story with, when the Soviet Union tried to eliminate money. Then they're like, well, yes, that didn't work. So they reinstituted money, but how do we figure out pricing? Well, they had to go to the Sears catalog,
which doesn't work because the economics in one country aren't the same, or the economic situation isn't
right.
The same.
And so pricing doesn't work the same way.
Right.
For instance, if you wanted to, well, in Cuba, I was paying sometimes as low as $4 for a meal.
Wow, at a restaurant?
Yeah.
Not bad. Do they tip in Cuba?
They seem to. There seems to be some tipping going on, yeah. I don't like tipping. I think it's a stupid system. I understand it has to be done in the United States because that's how servers get paid. I'm not trying to undercut servers. I just think, you know, a restaurant ought to pay its servers to do a good job, and if they don't do a good job, then they ought to be fired. I mean, this whole, I'm going to give you some arbitrary amount of money after on top of my bill, it just doesn't make any sense to me. You don't do it in any other industry. It's growing, not shrinking. It's a bad idea.
We'll talk more about some of the reforms that have been happening there. Let's go to Lou, though. You can call in and talk about what's on your mind. In Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lou.
Hey.
Hey, Lou.
You know, this first time, you know, for me calling and all that
Welcome.
Stuff, and I really do like listening to you all and all
Thanks.
That stuff, and, you know, I kind of share some of the same thoughts, especially with Nobody. I don't know if that's good or not. But
Nobody is one of our co-hosts. He's not on with us tonight, but thank you. Go ahead. What were you calling about?
But, you know, you all talk about cryptocurrency a bunch.
We do.
And it's something I really don't know anything about. And, you know, I'm kind of apprehensive or whatever it is. But
sure.
I mean, totally, it is dependent on, like, the grid always be up and running.
Yep, it is.
Right?
Yeah, if there's no electricity, then there's no Bitcoin transactions. That much is true.
And see, that kind of concerns me because, you know, I kind of work, you know, security, you know, at a power plant and all that stuff. And I mean, it would be, I don't want to go into detail and all that stuff, but the grid is just like hanging by a thread.
Sure. I have heard these accusations that the terrorists could take down the grid with
yeah.
some level of, relatively easily.
So the good news, Lou, and thank you for calling in tonight about this, is that once power comes back, Bitcoin's still there. The blockchain is this sort of indelible thing that cannot be destroyed.
By the way, if power goes out, the U.S. dollar is going to tank too. It is a digital currency.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, and, if you're going to prep for success as well as failure.
And grab some gold and silver. That's always a good idea, too. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Lou. Appreciate it. It's Free Talk Live.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. The toll free number for you, 855 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here tonight, some in the UK Labour Party would like to abolish private education apparently entirely. We can talk about that. Plus, Uber facing a $650 million fine from the state of New Jersey. We'll explain what's going on there. You can bring up what you want as well, although we started out talking about, Mark, your trip to Cuba, which you spent the last week, roughly, down there. First time ever for you. First time for a lot of people, because most people have never been to Cuba before, but it's apparently now possible. You can fly directly from the United States to Havana.
Took a Southwest flight for roughly an hour and 20 minutes.
How much was it?
From... I don't have the number, but I think it was...
Can't be much, right, for an hour-long flight.
Yeah, I don't...
A couple hundred bucks?
I think it was a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah. Round trip?
The Southwest, so I don't know. I've got to look. I didn't buy the tickets. My wife bought the tickets.
That's right. You don't do that stuff.
If I buy the tickets, she's going to be certain to tell me that I didn't do as good of a job as I could.
Probably wouldn't have either.
She's probably right.
Did she like it? Did she have a good time in Cuba?
Oh, yeah. She thought it was great. She was finally warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So we can talk more about that. How about cryptocurrency in Cuba? Did you see any Bitcoin vending machines or Bitcoin?
Nothing. There's nothing.
Nothing at all.
The only experience I had with crypto was a cryptocurrency group I'd attempted to join.
In Cuba?
Beforehand.
Oh, okay.
On Telegram.
For Cuba or just
Cuba Bitcoin or something.
Cool. So you didn't get a chance to use your Edge wallet while you were in Cuba.
I did not.
Edge wallet, of course, a longtime supporter here at Free Talk Live. Big fan of what they do. I use Edge wallet more than any other cryptocurrency wallet. I just bought my dinner tonight with that before I came here. You can go to edge.app to learn more about the Edge wallet. It allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold various cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, BTC, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Ravencoin, Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Bitcoin Cash, and Dash, and more. They're a veteran team. They've been building apps like Edge since 2014. You can secure your freedom on both iOS and Android devices with Edge Wallet. Edge.app is their website, or just go to your Google or Apple App Store and download Edge Wallet and get started in the world of cryptocurrency. We've been talking about some of the reforms that have been put into place in Cuba. It sounds like there's some amount of a marketplace there now, with apparently farmers being allowed to actually lease land and decide at least somewhat what crops to put on that land. They still have to accept certain mandates by the government, but for some of the land, they can make it their own decisions about that.
I'd say this about Havana and my experience going there is, from an architectural standpoint, it's in the top league as far as architecture.
Even though a bunch of buildings were crumbling down?
Yeah, there's gorgeous buildings that are falling down in Cuba, and UNESCO has addressed that to some extent.
What's that, UNESCO?
UNESCO.
Oh, the UN?
The UN, in that they're trying to, they call it a World Heritage Site or whatever, and they're trying to fund renovation of some of these buildings, and all that's all well and good. But
no, it's not.
If you go there...
The UN is not all well and good. They are a mega world governmental organization that is probably taking money by force from people and then funding Cuba.
Well, they're taking money that was taken by force.
Right.
So they're
taking money that has been extracted through taxation, and then they're using it to, give to other countries' governments.
So are most of the people listening to the show. They're accepting money that was taken by taxation. Whether they're taking
Social Security, doesn't make it okay.
They're not the bad people, though.
UN has definitely some bad people. They're blue helmet guys. They're like raping girls and stuff like that.
The UN security forces and what they have done is different than what you were just talking about, which is money taken through taxation. If an armed robber comes through town and steals money from people and then goes out to Central Square and hands out $10 bills, accepting a $10 bill does not make you a bad person.
Yeah, well, having a mega world government is a bad thing. So the UN sucks.
I understand. I don't like centralization anymore.
If you want somebody to help you rebuild your buildings, then voluntarily fund the money.
Well, and if you took the UNESCO money, I'm not going to call you a bad person. There's probably some things that are going to go along with it.
Most of the people taking the UNESCO money are governments, which makes them bad people. because they use violence against peaceful people. That's what governments do.
Well, that doesn't make them bad people because they took the money. It makes them bad people because they use violence to take money from people.
That's right. Yeah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, no, it's not all well and good for money to be forcibly redistributed, even if it's going to make a nice, pretty building.
If you want to go see really cool architecture, you should look at places like Havana and Rome.
Did you go outside of Havana at all, or just...
I mean, not outside of the state of Havana, but outside the city of Havana, yes.
According to Reuters, some of the other reforms that have been put in place in Cuba in the last decade include regulations around small businesses that were liberalized earlier in the decade as part of an effort to cut bloated state payrolls. Entrepreneurs were still categorized as self-employed rather than as business owners. However, they've been authorized for the first time since 1968 to, get this, hire people who are not in their family. So you've never, until this decade, in Cuba, as an entrepreneur, been able to hire anyone except for your own kids or grandma or whatever. Simultaneously, the state began shedding small service outlets such as barbershops and snack shops in favor of arrangements where employees would lease the premises. A pilot program authorizing non-agricultural cooperatives began in 2013. So employee-owned businesses are now a thing in Cuba.
Co-ops are often successful, especially if there was an established business in place. So if, for instance, some guy comes in, builds a factory that makes widgets, and then, you know...
turns it over to the employees.
He turns it over to his son's a bum, and he doesn't want to turn it over to the son. Nobody wants to buy the widget factory. So he's like, hey, guys, he puts it up for sale, and the employees say, we're going to pull the money so that we're going to be in charge. Those kind of co-ops often work quite well. There are some glaring examples of co-ops that have been disastrous. Usually, restaurants are often very good examples.
Well, it's hard. There's a lot of competition in the restaurant business. Let's talk to Julian. He's in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live watching on YouTube.
Hey, man.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Doesn't sound like it. I think we're going to have to let you go, man. You need to get it together. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, you know, I feel bad for somebody that's got a stuttering problem, but it's just not going to work for the radio. So we'll take calls from anyone, but you got to be able to spit it out. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. There are 580,000 self-employed license holders now in Cuba, including cab drivers, tradesmen, and the employees of thousands of private eateries, bed and breakfasts, construction contractors.
By the way, the taxi cabs, there's several tiers of licenses.
Was Uber there?
Not that I noticed.
Okay.
But you don't really need an Uber there. Everything's fine as far as taking cabs go. You can negotiate right on the side of the street. But some people, I mean, plenty of people are operating taxi cabs without getting any kind of permission.
Sweet. Jitney cabs.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love those. 855, 450 free. Did you ride some
counted
of them?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Well, I mean, it's like a classic car show all over that island. It's amazing.
There's just a ton of old cars because of communism, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever restrictions they put on importing cars for however many decades they did that.
And the blockade.
Yep. 855, 450 free.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarists, thinkers, and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is starting his annual physical. The president went to Walter Reed National Medical Center in Maryland for portions of his annual checkup. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says that the president took advantage of some free time in an otherwise busy schedule to start his routine annual physical exam. Several firearms that were found in the home of the Santa Clarita shooting suspect are being examined. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says surveillance video of the shooting at Saugus High School appeared to show it was a premeditated attack.
The way he was firing his weapon, he was counting his rounds, it appeared he knew exactly what he had. And bringing that weapon on campus to begin with, it wasn't a spur-of-the-moment act.
Voters in Louisiana are casting ballots in a runoff election for governor. Republican challenger Eddie Rasponi is facing off against incumbent Democrat John Bell Edwards. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live, and this is the live Saturday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian
and Mark.
LibertyCon is coming up April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. I have not been familiar with this conference. It's the first time I've ever heard about it this year. Do you know, Mark, if they've had these things in previous years, or is this going to be the first?
I don't know their setup. I can do an interview with the guy who's setting it up.
Yeah,
but,
just curious.
It
sounds like it's going to be a big deal because
it is a big deal, and y'all is a big deal. Young American Liberty.
They're the ones putting it on.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, check out LibertyCon.com. I expect we're going to be broadcasting. Is that right from this event?
Yeah.
So we will look forward to seeing you April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. And, yeah, I know it's an icky place to go, but you're going to want to attend this thing because there are going to be 70 pro-liberty organizations there. And so perhaps you want to advance your career or, you know, maybe work out some new business or internship opportunities. This is going to be a great networking event. And there are going to be some great speakers there as well. John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO and co-founder, will speak on conscious capitalism. Vernon Smith, who won the Nobel Prize in economics, will be speaking on alternative markets. Miriam Issa, pop culture expert, political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views. She'll be there. Plus Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. You can learn more over at libertycon.com and get more information on the additional speakers and the events that are happening. Code FTL will get you a $10 discount on your registration, which, as you mentioned, Mark, is already pretty affordable. I'm looking right now, adult ticket for $79. I mean, that's for a conference. That's, they might be losing
multiple,
money on that. I
multiple
mean,
day, right?
That's really affordable. I'm shocked at how affordable that is. But you can knock $10 off of that by using code FTL. Plus, student travel scholarships are available. So if you're a student, they really want you to attend this thing. They may even help you travel there in order to do it. Of course, discounted rooms available for everybody at the official hotel, which is the Marriott Marquis. Go and get yourself early bird registration, because prices will be going up in several weeks. So at the end of this year, prices are going to go up. So go to libertycon.com and mark your calendar for April 3rd through the 5th in 2020. We'll look forward to seeing you there as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've been talking about some of the interesting market-oriented reforms that are happening in Cuba. This is you just got back from there, Mark, your first time visiting Cuba. You had a good time. About a week there with the family. Let's go to Corey on the line in Des Moines, watching on YouTube. Hello, Corey.
Have you really been far? Even as decided to use, even want to go look more like, please call free at 1-800-673-5185.
Okay, these are pretty really bad pranks tonight. I'm just going to say that's, I don't even understand what words were coming out of his mouth. Did that make sense to you, Mark? Because it sounded like gobbledygook to me.
It sounded like he was trying to be a robocall or something.
Yeah, but it wasn't making sense. Like, there was no actual sense to the words that were coming out. So, 855 450 free as we continue. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want. Back to the story here from Reuters about some of the reforms, and then coming up we'll tell you about what's going on with Uber under a $650 million fine by the state of New Jersey. The government apparently in Cuba has begun reorganizing and merging thousands of companies in 2011, even as it moved them out of the direct control of government ministries. So all these companies were government run before. The government aimed to make the companies more autonomous and competitive. It said it would regulate and tax these businesses now instead of manage them.
Right, and this is one of the rules that the United States government has for U.S. citizens who are going over there, is they must do things, you can go under the mandate of helping the Cuban people, which means that you aren't allowed to go eat at government restaurants.
Really?
You're not supposed to. And
how do you determine whether it's a government restaurant or not?
It's nearly impossible
to find a government restaurant?
If it's upstairs, it's likely not a government restaurant. It's
really?
Likely a palador, is what they call it.
Okay.
But if it's on the ground floor, then it probably is, or something.
Well, you would think that government restaurants would be put out of business if they actually are subject to real competition.
Well, if they have the superior real estate, then they're going to be...
That helps.
Yeah.
Location, 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 right?
So, also, they've got the legacy people coming there. You know, people have been going to that restaurant to eat for some time. And,
So, is there a set of rules? You said there's rules for people going over there?
Yeah, basically the rules
for
Americans.
Where do you get them? They give them to you on the flight over? It's like, all right, here you go?
No, I think it was online. My wife looked all this stuff up. You know, I wasn't going to pay any attention because it's stupid. Here's the reason. If I go to a government restaurant, the government gets some of the money. Obviously, they need to, some of the money is going to go to pay for
the staff,
making the dough and the pizza and the tomatoes for the tomato sauce and the, the sausage and all the other things that go in the pizza. Some of it's going to go for paychecks and all these things that go into it. And the government keeps some percentage. We call that profit in a more capitalist society. And, whatever they might call it in a communist society. A filthy sin, I'm not sure. So the government keeps that.
Mm-hmm.
In a palador, which is these private restaurants, you go there and the government takes a small percentage in the form of taxation.
Sure, they're going to get their cut either way.
So what difference does it really make?
It doesn't, yeah. There have been more numerous adjustments to regulations aimed at giving these companies, which account for some 70% of Cuba's economic activity, more authority over day-to-day operations, as well as how they can handle excess production after meeting their production quotas and after-tax profit. However, the government still exercises strict control through levers such as centralized planning and a monopoly on foreign trade. The government authorized the buying and selling of homes and cars in 2011. after a ban that dated back from after the 1959 revolution.
And I'm sure the cars were getting bought and sold then, too. I mean,
you mean like illegally? Transferring ownership somehow?
Yeah, transferring ownership in some way. Just because somebody isn't holding title for you doesn't mean that you can't own a car.
Owners were also authorized to rent their premises. However, citizens remain restricted to ownership of one home and a vacation home, and the sale of new cars, which are all imported, remains in state hands at a markup on average 800% of the factory price. So you can sell your car used, can't create a new car dealership, but you can also buy a house and sell your house, which has never been in decades allowed in Cuba. So maybe that's why you were able to get, I think you said you were in an Airbnb, right?
Right.
So because you can now rent your premises, now Airbnb is available in Cuba. It's an amazing thing.
It was slightly more than $100 for a week.
Wow, what a deal.
You could live...
Was it a nice place?
It was fine.
Yeah.
You could live quite comfortably in Cuba on a $10,000 a year.
Wow.
You can't say that about anywhere in America.
Yeah, but what's the immigration restrictions like there?
Best I can tell, if you want to go to Cuba, you can go to Cuba.
Really?
Yeah.
They want the gringos coming in?
Well.
Was everybody pretty friendly, I mean, to you?
Yeah, it was really great. Here's a good story. I was leaving, and I was in the line to sort of go through the, you know, checking your... paperwork and your passport and stuff like that. I ended up in the line that was, you know, going into the one booth that was reserved for diplomats.
And they told you to go there, is what you told me up
there.
Right.
It said above it, diplomaticos or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I go in and I say, well, I'm not a diplomat. I say this in Spanish, which makes it slightly funnier because I could barely speak the language, right?
You're pretty good.
Well, not to a native speaker.
Okay, yeah.
Right. So, I'm not a diplomat, but I am Intergalactic Space King. And so she looks up. You know, this is a boring job, right? You know, everybody going through here is all terrified
of
the government.
Soy el rey intergaláctico.
Soy el rey intergaláctico. De espacio. And she looked up and she said, you're a bad boy. In English. That was just so exciting to me to get called the bad boy.
Funny.
By Aikens. So she wanted to chat for a minute or whatever, and we chatted, but I had to go, you know.
Yeah. So you would say their airline, or not airline, but airport security, more friendly than TSA?
I don't know. I met one of them, and they were great.
They pat you down? I mean, was there any stuff?
Honestly, the process of going through their airport security was better than the TSA, in my opinion.
Interesting. 855 450 free. Do you have to take off your belt, your shoes?
Nope.
855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. Have you been to Cuba? In the last several years, it's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, should private schools be abolished? That is a question that apparently they're looking at in the UK. Mark, you've got that story. That's on the way here tonight. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're sharing some of the interesting economic and freedom-oriented reforms that have been put into place in Cuba in the last decade, and apparently it's making a difference out there, which shouldn't be a surprise to anybody that understands why the free market is much more effective at creating wealth and eliminating poverty than, of course, any kind of government wealth redistribution or forced, you know, welfare programs. So our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. We have the Discord call-in line rooms open for you over at discord.lrn.fm. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, Ian, who's the old homeless guy in the studio there with the suit jacket on?
What makes me homeless for having a suit jacket on?
It's Mark. I recognize that voice. They let you out of Gitmo already? How'd you get out of that place?
Yeah. I never got to see Gitmo, but I would be very interested in seeing it. I hear it has the only McDonald's on the island of Cuba.
Really?
Ah, cool. Yeah, hey, Mike, when I was a kid, I was calling about William Barr coming to the state of New Mexico. I'm listening here on KENN in the heart of the Navajo Nation.
William Barr. Now, that's the attorney general. Is that right?
Yeah, the Jewish guy that's the current attorney general. He came to the
to the state of New Mexico. There's a funny story about it, though. University of New Mexico, KUNM, the radio station that wants me to go to prison for 3 years for calling in to their talk program. Anyway, so I'm dealing with that court case in the metro court in, or those three cases in the metro court in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I'm doing some case management stuff. So I'm on the phone one day multiple days for multiple hours talking to court administrators in the metro court. And I discover a bunch of surprise, negligence and possible malice on the part of court staff and including judges. And so one of the things that I say to the court administrator in the metro court in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is that, you know what? It looks like we're getting close to the point where the Department of Justice might just be interested in coming in and taking control of the New Mexico courts, just like they've come into the state of New Mexico and taken control of Albuquerque Police Department because of a pattern
of corruption.
Corruption and a pattern and practice of due process violations, civil rights violations. And that was 2 weeks ago that I made that statement on the record to this court administrator in the metro court. And then a week after that, guess who shows up in the state of New Mexico? Bill Barr, Attorney General, representing Department of Justice and the Trump administration. And guess what he says? He has a public press conference, and he says that the state of New Mexico is just not up to par in its courts. In other words, its courts are negligent and possibly malicious. And the feds want to assist the state of New Mexico, just like the DOJ is assisting the Albuquerque Police Department and not beating the crap out of people and stuff like that, and shooting down homeless campers. That's a good video to watch. If you go on YouTube, you can see a homeless guy who's camping up on the barren mountainside and looks just like a firing squad. You got like six cops on one side and one homeless guy.
That's an old
all
one,
by himself.
Right? That's a few years old now, right?
Yeah, but that's kind of the kind of thing that brought the DOJ in here. So anyway, the irony of the thing is that the very thing that I said to the court administrator that the DOJ might want to come in and take control, a week later the bar shows up and says that exact same thing, that they want control of some of the job duties of the New Mexico courts, which I was criticizing, because the New Mexico courts are not up to snuff. His words.
Yeah, supposedly one of the more corrupted of the court systems out there, but I don't know if handing them over to the federal government is going to make anything better about them. Thank you for the call tonight, David. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. I mean,
what could make them worse, though?
You think, what's the question? What could or it could? I'm sorry, Mr.
What could?
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, they're governments, so, I mean, governments tend to really suck at pretty much everything they do.
Yeah, but they don't suck equally.
No, you can compare the 50 governments and find out which ones suck the most and which ones suck the least.
Right. So I would think that if the feds came in, it might be if New Mexico's judicial system stinks, and as David says, that it might be a step up.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. As they're finding out in Cuba, things get better when central governments let go of control and allow people to make decisions for themselves. Of course,
here's one that would work real well. If all governments got out of civil cases and just let arbitrators handle that stuff.
Professional, private organizations.
Right.
Like the American Arbitration Association and whatever the other ones are.
They're going to get much better results.
Yeah, absolutely.
In competition.
And huge savings, too, on price.
Right.
Because then you'd actually, like you said, competition would bring price down. It would bring speed of trial up. You wouldn't have to be waiting years, you know, to get a hearing or whatever. That would be a good step in the right direction. Also, of course, reducing all of the prohibitions out there, like, you know, as far as criminal trials are concerned.
Sure, you could probably, over time, relatively quickly, eliminate 80% of crime. It's just me spitballing here with a number, but it's not like I haven't, you know, looked into this. And when you look at not just drug crimes and prostitution and
gambling,
guns and all the stuff that we're talking about here, but
possession of guns,
crimes without a victim.
Yeah,
there are some crimes with a victim that are done for the purpose of gaining money for drugs,
like
or gambling.
Breaking and entering or robbing a convenience store or something like that.
Sure. And certainly there will be still convenience stores that are robbed, and people's houses will get and businesses will get broken into. It'll just happen less often if heroin doesn't cost whatever, $10 a dose. I don't know. I've heard that number. It's probably old as hell.
Let's go to Scott. He's listening in Florida to WNDB in Daytona Beach. Hello, Scott.
Hi there. Just new to your program and enjoy it so far.
Welcome, sir.
But
go ahead.
I was a little bit upset with Mr. Albuquerque there, or I don't know if upset's the right word, but I don't understand why it was relevant in his opinion that Attorney General Barr is Jewish and why that was relevant to mention. And I'm just
wondering, he may be a racist. I'm not sure.
He's mentioned that several times. He's also mentioned that he's part Jewish, which I suppose...
Maybe he's a self-hating Jew. I don't know.
He thinks that he's in the past. I'm not sure entirely. I also am a part Jewish. I don't particularly care, and I've heard it 100 times, so I would agree with you. What's the point in mentioning that?
No, and I was just wondering, you know, I'm trying to find out what kind of radio station, show I'm listening to. So
sure.
Far, I like it. I'm a libertarian by thought, and I like people not getting involved in my life. My local government's always getting involved in my crap, and I don't particularly appreciate it, and I'm glad to find a voice for that.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling in to clarify. Yeah, I appreciate you calling in to clarify because I've heard it so many times that I don't point it out.
Well, Free Talk Live is an open phones show. It's hosted by libertarian types, and so, you know, any a-hole can call into this show, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying the show so far, and if it matters, and it doesn't matter to me one bit, but Barr is actually Catholic now, but it's more power to him, whatever.
Yeah, Barr didn't sound like a Jewish name to me. What do I know?
Apparently he was born Jewish, but who cares?
Okay.
I did a little Google search before I called you.
Yeah, ultimately the religious beliefs of any of these thugs in D.C. are completely immaterial to me because they are all people who want to use the violence of the state to enforce their will on all of us. So
it's,
I really don't care what
they
claim about their beliefs in God.
In this conversation, that Jewish is not just a religion, it's also an ethnicity.
Sure. But we were talking about Catholicism, and that's definitely a religion.
That's what the caller talked about.
Right.
But I'm sure that if Twitter David on the line right now, he would be pointing out that ethnicity is an issue.
Well, it's not an issue to me either. I don't care whether they're Jewish or they're black or they're white or whatever the color of their skin is either. If they're in government, they are my enemy because they want to hurt peaceful people. They want to use violence. They want to force their way on all of those of us who would rather just be left alone.
I don't want enemies.
Screw them. Well, I don't want enemies either, but the government is not my friend, and the government is not your friend either. They're not out there to help you. Despite whatever it is that they claim, they're not there for your benefit. They're there for their benefit, and they will use you, and they will use you up, and they will use your family, and they'll use your business, and they will take whatever they can get away with taking from you, as long as, you know, you keep giving it to them. Anything else,
That's
Scott,
true.
You want to share?
No, I'm just thinking about what Reagan said, which was something along the lines of, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. That should be the scariest word you ever hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, too bad he then increased the size of government dramatically while he was in office.
Presided over it. He didn't increase it.
Did he sign the bills?
He's not a king.
Did he sign the bills?
Some of them.
Uh-huh. Then he did it. Thanks for the call, Scott. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If he didn't veto everything that was put in front of him, unless, of course, the bill was to actually reduce the size of government, which that didn't happen during his administration.
Too.
There's more coming up here. Does that make it so he's a status once he gets shot? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code STL.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.